All right. We ready?
Yeah, we're
fine. It is Sunday, December 17th at 1 o'clock p.m. This is a convening of a special select board meeting for the town of Duxbury. We'll go around the table real quick. I'm Stacy Gibson-Granfield.
Tamitha Thomas-Hossey.
Lars Dixon.
Jerry McMahon.
Erin Lander.
Hey. So the purpose of today's meeting was to respond to inquiries regarding the current status of our highway department. So the agenda is to provide an update on our road foreman, present what our current coverage plan is, and then take public comments. So Adam has a left ankle injury. His doctor has described it as a ruptured Achilles tendon. There is the possibility that, hey Mark, if you want to just sign in, that'd be great. That the damage to his ankle is more extensive than that. He is currently able to come into the office and work from his desk. He is not allowed to operate any state or town equipment that requires a CDL. The doctor has said for very limited purposes he could operate the town pickup. He could not operate it after hours. Would only be during an eight-hour day when there are other crewmen working, and for very, very limited purposes and to use his best judgment. After talking to VLCT and getting advice from them, because he is in a workers' compensation status, the advice given was, the doctor can make a recommendation. It is up to the town to decide on how much they want to allow Adam to take those types of chances. It's not just about sitting in the pickup and operating it. It's getting in and out of the pickup on icy road conditions. So after weighing that and talking with my contact at VLCT, I decided not to give him permission to operate the town pickup. So Adam is on modified desk duty. Currently, he does have a fair amount of paperwork that he is working on. I don't know to what extent that paperwork will carry into the winter, but right now he's working on his town report, his update for the town report. He's been working on budgeting with us. He has been working on a grant. He's also developing his project plan for next year. So he's going to be working with Lars and others to kind of build out what the project schedule for the next year is going to look like on a calendar. After that, I think it depends on his ability to have things that he can do. According to VLCT, he can work 2 to 3 hours a day and get paid regular pay. He can go home. Workers' comp will pay the remaining hours, but only at 67% of his salary. The town can then pay him sick leave to compensate for the remaining 33% of his salary that isn't covered by workers' comp. VLCT is also supposed to be talking to Ann, our treasurer, about estimating how much overtime he's losing by not being able to work this winter, and workers' comp may compensate him for that loss. The town is not required to do that, but workers' comp does have that as an option. So we're doing everything we can to make sure that Adam is covered fiscally for his family reasons, but also to make sure that the town understands how this works and that our liability issues are covered. In the meantime, what this means is we have two men who are able to operate the tandem dump trucks with plows, even the town pickup with a plow for long enough duration, the grader, the bucket loader. We've taken a couple of steps to try to make sure that the loss of that additional third person is covered in the event of a major snowstorm. So Adam and I reached out to both the towns of Moortown and Bolton. Moortown has agreed to assist us by plowing Stevens Brook Road, covering Atwood Road, I think, and Grout Road, on their way over to Cobb Hill. So they've already agreed to help us with those roads in big events. If it's just regular going out sanding kind of stuff, probably not so much. But definitely for plowable events, especially to keep the bus routes open. Bolton has also offered to assist when they can on River Road. They, too, are a two-man crew in the winter because their third man is assigned to Bolton Valley, the mountain road. So that's all that third guy does. But they did say, we've helped them in the past. They're happy to help us out whenever they can. We've also posted for a full-time temporary position in the off chance that Adam may not even be able to do desk duty. So there is a likelihood that as he continues to get tested and start going through rehabilitative treatment, there could be more damage done to the ankle than we understand. So right now he can come in and he can sit at his desk. At some point he may not be able to. And at that point we were thinking it would be good to have somebody that could come in and cover for him in more than just plowing, maybe, if needed, especially if we're in the midst of doing grant work. Because we don't have anybody else to do that, at least not right now. That's not a definitive thing. If the townspeople would rather we not hire a full-time temp, I think this board would accept that. However, we would want to remind people that two men plowing the roads in Duxbury will not be as responsive and quick to get those roads cleared as they would with a third man. So if townspeople are okay with that and want to accept the possibility that they wouldn't be able to get out of work as early as they normally would on a bare, clean road, sanded road, then I think that's something that we have to consider. Our purpose of hiring the full-time temp was literally to just make sure we're covered in the event that Adam can't even do what he's doing now, which means direct the work of the crew during the day. Also, God forbid, knock on wood, one of the other crew get injured or sick. We need to have somebody here that can come in and pick up that workload. We don't have members of the town willing to volunteer their time to cover those bases or even to get paid to come in and do that. Everybody that we've talked to at least has expressed that they have full-time jobs. They can't make that commitment. So we're trying to make sure that whatever steps we take are in the best interest of the town. And my priority, at least, is safety, always. Public safety is our number one priority. I need to make sure that the roads are open for buses and that the buses can safely navigate them. I also need to make sure that the roads are open enough for emergency responders. So that's my priority. Hang on one second. So Adam asked me to read an email to everybody because he couldn't be here today. So I'm going to take that moment to do that right now. Basically, he said, "Good morning to you all. I am unable to attend today's meeting due to childcare, but there are some things I would like to clear up and asked, would a board member please read this at the Sunday meeting? One, I do believe that the select board is not trying to replace me. I believe they are trying to make sure the town needs are met with plowing and sanding and day-to-day operations. Everyone needs to remember that the key person that runs the highway department every day is out, and that has proven to be a big challenge. I think that Stacy and Lars can agree that this is not easy when this happens. Number two, does Duxbury need three people for plowing, sanding? I do believe so. Times have changed, and the demand on the highway department has too. People want the roads cleared and sanded much more often than they used to. If the board does decide to just stay with two men, I do support them on this decision. I think all of us are concerned that if a truck gets stuck, men get sick or hurt, or a big storm, ice or snow, the two guys are not going to be able to keep up, and the safety of the public could be in jeopardy. As for my recovery, I'm going to have an MRI on December 27th. This will decide if I need surgery or not. I also am having multiple doctor's appointments a week to make my recovery as fast as possible. Adam McGee, road foreman, town of Duxbury." Each board member received this email this morning. I'll ask Tamitha to add a copy of it to the minutes for the record.
Yeah. I'll actually include it in the body of the minute.
Yep.
The people who read it out there.
So I just want to respond to the first comment that Adam made about he does not believe this board is trying to replace him. I want to be very clear that this board has no intentions of replacing our road foreman. He is the road foreman. I sent an email to him when we agreed on how things were going to kind of get managed until we could maybe hire that third person, and very clear was it stated, he is still the road foreman. He is still responsible for the day-to-day work activities. Where we lose Adam is the ability to check roads. So when the weather is doing things, whether it be snow showers or a major storm event, Adam cannot go out at 4 o'clock in the morning, check the roads, and make a decision about whether or not the crew have to be called in. That responsibility for now has been assigned to the second road crew in line, which would be Brian Gibbs. Brian has not done this in the past, so this is new responsibility for him. He may be a little overly enthusiastic about when to call people in and when to go check on roads. I will just say, from my own experience last week, that is not an easy decision to make. So I can sit in my kitchen and look at the snow falling and see people traveling on Morse Road. Lars even went out a couple of times to try to check roads at 2 a.m, and it's difficult. It's a lot of responsibility, and it's a big decision to make on, do I call them in or do I not call them in? I think Brian needs a lot of coaching, because I think his knee-jerk reaction is to call the crew in as early as possible to get out there, whether it needs it or not. And I think that comes with experience. I can tell you, I've been married to somebody that has done this work for 20 years, and I don't know how they do it. You know, they go out at 2 a.m. before anybody's been out, including the state, and they take a lot of chances doing so. And in Duxbury, you have the added challenge of the north end and the south end can be very different. And you can't even really go off what Waterbury's weather is, because Waterbury Center, you know, yesterday's a good example. They got 2 inches of snow. We got nothing. So, you know, it's not an easy thing to balance. What I do want to say is that I and Lars are working very closely with Adam, monitoring how the crew are being called in and the amount of overtime being used. I won't say there aren't concerns. There are. We have a very tight budget. I don't want to overspend our overtime in the first month of winter. We also have, you know, a sand budget that we need to keep an eye on. So from my perspective, in addition to public safety, we have a responsibility to be fiscally responsible. So, you know, we are working with Adam as a team to try to figure this out. It's new to all of us. And I would just close in saying that I think patience is much appreciated across the board, because, you know, none of us have been here or done this before. Certainly open to feedback. Erin?
The piece I wanted to add to Stacey's explanation, and thank you for that, it's a really thorough recap of what's going on. The initial prognosis from Adam's physician was that he was going to be unavailable to work for 5 to 7 months. And that is a significant amount of time that takes us into through the winter, through mud season, and into the time where real projects start getting done.
Yep.
And we wanted to be sure that we had the right appropriate staffing in place cover all of that.
Thank you for adding that. And that is without surgery.
Right.
That's a 5 to 7 month recovery period with just the ruptured Achilles tendon. So if he then has to have surgery, that could flux. So absolutely, that was part of the long-range planning. Anybody else on the board want to add any comments before we open it up to the public?
I think I just want to remind folks of the timeline of this, that when we were made aware of this incident happening, and we had the meeting to come up with our initial plan, we were staring down a storm, the first significant storm of the season. And so our need to act quickly and perhaps not have the process that we are having now was because we did need to make some pretty important decisions, at least from my perspective.
Lars, anything?
No, I think you covered it.
Right. Jerry?
No.
Okay. Having said that, we'll open it up to the two members of our audience to see if you have any comments, questions, anything you'd like to understand better.
Yeah, I got a couple.
Okay.
As you know, well, as most of you know, I receive no benefit from the town road crew, so my comments are strictly for the interest of the townspeople and the budget and whatever. Is anybody contacted, and maybe he's not even available during the winter,
Yep. Adam asked him. He's not interested in plowing anymore. So I think plowing can be really rough, especially on your vision if you've got snow coming at you in all different directions. So his response to Adam was that he really didn't want to come back to plow.
And what about, he certainly has enough experience as far as checking the roads. Would he be interested in doing that? Perhaps?
Kenny? I didn't ask Adam that specific question. We could certainly follow up on that, see if he'd be willing
he
to check roads.
He may not be excited to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning and go check roads, but he might. I mean, I would think he would have enough experience to do that and maybe help Brian at the same time. Mm-hmm.
Certainly an option. I'll ask Adam to follow up on that.
I would be less concerned about Brian Gibbs' learning curve because he's going to advance on it pretty quick. I'm sure he's going to make some calls that he calls them out too early.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to make an error, be an error on that side.
Agreed. Yeah.
I don't know anything about him, so I don't know his talents or weaknesses or anything, but I think he needs to be out there trying.
Mm-hmm.
If that's all, that's all we got. I agree that if Adam's on Portman's comp, let's not take any chances with him.
Yeah.
Keep him off the equipment.
I want him to heal.
Yeah. I mean, it's the town's benefit that he gets back as soon as he can.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to do anything to contribute to an extension of his situation.
Absence. Yep.
Yeah. Have you received any responses for full time?
We have received one application. At this point, it's not necessarily a candidate that we're pursuing, but we just posted it, so we'd want to kind of wait and see what comes in. I mean, our requirements were we wanted somebody with winter road maintenance experience. I mean, I think that's the primary thing we're looking for. We put some other things in there, like, you know, leadership skills, that type of thing, because in the absence of your road foreman, having more than one person able to step up and play a leadership role in any organization is a benefit. So, you know, we haven't seen anything like that come in yet, but it would be nice to have somebody a little more mature, not fresh out of high school, you know, mm-hmm. type of personality is, I think, what we're looking for.
Well, I think you need to. Mm-hmm. I think you need to have somebody that knows how to plow, otherwise
you
don't have anybody.
No, we're not in the market for training here.
No.
This has to be someone who's, and the qualifications in the ad spell it out. You've got to have experience on Class 3 mountain roads with a wing and a plow. Nothing, no flatland stuff will apply. They have to have experience on elevation. We've got to have that.
Yeah.
Even the guys with experience have trouble on the road sometimes. Richardson and some of these other roads. So that's a given. I have had no one fill out an application. I have two inquiries from experienced people, and we'll follow them along and see what happens there. But having had a couple of years ago a torn ligaments and a fractured ankle, I am adamant that we should take no risks with someone in the winter, because mobility, even using a crutch or support, mm-hmm. is too slippery, mm-hmm. getting in and out of a truck. And I was getting in and out of my truck, which is right up in the air. It's not something we're going to play around with.
No.
We're going to preserve
bodies. Able to work from home?
Yes, he has a laptop, which is what he uses here at the office. I've told him already he can take that home where he's more comfortable, if that's easier for him. So he can keep up with emails, he can, you know, contact vendors, and, you know, I mean, we have a lot of big project work coming up. We're in the middle of preparing to go to bid, I think, on Dowsville, that's going to be a lot of administrative work. And I think what a lot of the people don't recognize with the road foreman position in particular right now is there's a lot more administrative burden on him than there ever used to be, thanks to the state and their new processes and permitting requirements. And so he's got a lot that he can do with the computer right now. And so giving him that flexibility, I think, is in our best interest. Let him, you know, work in the comfort of his own home where he can keep his foot elevated, you know, and not put a lot of weight on it, because that's the biggest restriction is no weight-bearing activities, which, I mean, nothing against Adam, but he's not exactly skinny as a rail either. So, in and out, up and down. Right? But, you know, I'm just saying a lot of walking, a lot of that type of activity isn't good for his ankle either.
With respect to the compensation that you talked about for the overtime, I don't know how much of a issue that is. My issue would be that I don't think the town should be paying, should be, have any reason to pay him for overtime that he is not actually working.
Agreed.
It's through the insurance.
It's through the insurance.
It doesn't come out of our budget.
No, it's not anything we would be paying for. It's a compensation that he gets for being on workers' comp. And so the insurance company would pay him for that. They consider it like loss, personal loss to him. So they are looking at that. But it wouldn't be anything we'd pay for.
And do they pay the same 67%? Okay.
Yep. That's the max. They won't pay more than that. So, for example, we pay him, let's say we pay him $100 for an hour of work, which we don't, but, right. You know, using, it's just easier with round numbers. So, $100 an hour, they're going to pay 67 of that 100, and then nobody has to pay him the remainder. We're not obligated to pay him for the remaining, what, $33?
Right.
Mm-hmm. But he can use his sick leave to make up for that $33 that the town doesn't pay, and then we could compensate him through his sick leave. So we're not...
Is that what he's doing right now?
No. Well, so the way workers' comp works is the first 8 days, there is no workers' comp. So he has to get paid either in regular hours or sick leave. So in this first week, he worked 2 full 8-hour days... He left early 2-3 other days. So, and the, let's see, Monday, Tuesday, I think he only worked 5 hours each day. And then he left a little early Friday because he had a doctor's appointment. So, but I think he's just trying to keep his income coming in. Once the workers' comp kicks in, I'm not sure that he'll put in those that many hours. And again, he starts physical therapy. So far he hasn't had to do anything strenuous, nothing really painful, or he's been to the doctor twice for evaluation. This coming week, I believe he starts physical therapy, and I think that's going to determine how much he can tolerate. And I'm not sure how often he goes for physical therapy yet, if it's like twice a week or 3 times a week. But he'll start that. Then they do the MRI on the 27th. So I think as they start making him do stuff with that ankle, start moving it around and stuff, I think that's going to impact his ability to even sit in his chair.
How much sick time has he got?
Quite a bit. I don't know the balance off the top of my head, but
I encourage him to use it. I mean, yeah. That's what it's there for.
That's right, I have. He's got a lot of sick leave. He hasn't used much.
Just to make up that difference. You know,
yeah.
More. Enough so he can get by. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, because ultimately you want him to come back healthy, but you also want him to come back, you know, feeling positive about things and not stressed out over paying his bills and stuff. So.
Now, how is Martown and Bolton going to know when you want him?
We'll have to call them. I think with Martin, it's just going to... I think he just told Adam, don't worry about Stevensbrook. I'll take care of it anyway. Because they come up Stevensbrook.
Right,
Just come straight through on their way to Cobb Hill. So I think as far as Stevensbrook Road goes, we're taken care of regardless. If he sees it needs sand and he's sanding his end, he'll just come through and sand ours. But if it's something questionable, he and Adam will stay in touch. And then if Adam's out of the picture, I would assume it would be Martin and Brian that would have to talk about the condition of the road and whether or not they're needed. But the way we kind of left it with Moortown is anything that requires something on Stevensbrook Road for Moortown, they'll just do all the way through. And they'll hit Atwood and Grout Road on their way through to Cobb Hill. I think they're just going to do it anyway. if we haven't already hit them ourselves.
Are we compensating them for that?
We offered them to grab a load of sand out of our pit if they need it to make up for the sand that they're going to be putting down. Martin said he doubts he'll need it, but he appreciates the offer. He thinks that there's really no need to compensate them, but we did offer that just in case this becomes a very busy winter and a long-term mutual aid. What's that?
Martin
Cameron? Yeah, he's the road foreman. What I did was I didn't talk directly to Martin and the road foreman in Bolton. I went through the select boards. Adam went to the road foreman. And between the two of us, we got commitments from both the select boards and the road foreman. So everybody's aware.
And Bolton would do what? To Campbell's Hump?
They do River Road. I think they would do River Road up to Campbell's Hump, I think.
That would be the that would be the natural turnaround for
Campbell's Hump.
Yep.
Road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that would at least make it so we didn't have to continue all the way down River Road to Bolton.
That's an easy plot.
Yeah.
We don't want to burden them either.
No,
better off than we are.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a balance that we need to strike, and that's why we need to keep our eyes open for help.
Yep. So
I would be very surprised if you're able to find a full-time
us too
person that can be reliable and ready to go.
Yeah, well, and if we find a part-time, that should take the pressure off. If we can find a part-timer and maybe even someone who can flex, that will take the pressure off.
Yeah. Adam and I talked about that too, and Adam's like, you know, it's going to be tough because there are a lot of towns right now that are hiring for road crew operators. So Huntington, I think, is looking. Hinesburg is. Callis or Cabot, one of them. So, I mean, there's like a half dozen to a dozen towns looking for help right now. So, you know, if this were just a vacancy, that would be different, right? You could hire somebody and then train them, but we're not in that position. So that makes it even more challenging for us because we've got to hire somebody that can literally just get in that truck and go. Mm-hmm. You know, the only coaching they might need to know is where to find, you know, Ryan Road or something.
Yeah, and if you could, I mean, another option, which probably isn't super realistic either, is if you could find, if there was somebody that you just to get for the big storms.
Yeah.
Not have them on as a 3-day crew all the time.
That would be the ideal
live
setup.
With two as much as
that
you
would
can.
Be great.
Yeah.
But
that would be great.
Be
anything's possible.
A county sergeant type that's retired basically. In
yeah, the and has done it before.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. And I mean, we've put those feelers out. Nope. It's just the people we've reached out to, you know, like Kenny. Have just not been interested, but I am going to follow up about checking roads and see if Adam would ask him about that, because I think that could, or at least, you know, until Brian is more comfortable with it, and we're more comfortable with it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, Lars?
Well, I'm comfortable with the fact that Brian will get comfortable, because that's a requirement of the job.
Mm-hmm.
And like Mark says, there'll be some hits and misses.
Absolutely.
But that's part of the job, to learn the vicissitudes of weather.
So, anything else, Mark?
No.
Dave?
Yeah.
Okay. I move we adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All right. All those in favor of adjourning the special select board meeting of December 17th, please say aye.
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 Aye. All those opposed? All right.
Thanks
Thank you
for
both
attending.
For coming.
Thank you.
What else should I do in my